from Storyflow. Comedy. Comedy. The Day's Top 10. June 12th. Republican Jesus. Buck Swanson, a self-styled MAGA enthusiast in Florida, shocked guests at a wedding by allegedly converting plastic squirt guns into functional AR-15-style rifles. The stunt went viral among fringe right-wing circles, spawning a cult-like devotion that treats him as a messianic figure with miraculous powers. Local clergy denounced him as a false idol, warning believers to stay grounded in traditional doctrine. At the time of reporting, Swanson was seen fleeing an active shooter incident at a nearby Walmart, still armed with one of his improvised rifles, fueling debate over the influence of extremist personalities on politics and religion. In South Carolina, a staunch conservative named Daryl Higgins tried to convince his wife that the dating app Grindr was actually a tool search platform for power tools. He claimed the app was used to look up grinders and other hardware for a secret flagpole project, while his wife remained skeptical, noting similar accusations from other Moms for Liberty members. Grindr representatives confirmed they field daily inquiries from confused spouses, emphasizing the app's true purpose and expressing frustration with the misunderstandings. Coca-Cola's marketing team responded to a viral video from a bullied gay teen in Jacksonville by bombarding his social feeds with a targeted ad that read, "Nothing goes better with being gay than the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola." The teen found the repetitive messaging odd, questioning the link between the soft drink and his sexual orientation. A company spokesperson said the campaign was a test of AI-driven advertising, hinting at future personalized ads for other health issues, and framed the effort as a selfless act despite the cynical tone. Satirical pieces from a well-known humor outlet offered absurd takes on current topics. One mock study claimed the 2007 iPhone launch lowered birth rates among young adults. Another listed tongue-in-cheek pros and cons of sleepaway camp, from forced socialization to